This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you tuning in tonight. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. We let anyone bring up whatever's on their mind. And we're open to talking about anything on the show. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, Free Talk Live is a show that's live every night of the week. Every single night we do a show for you. How many talk radio shows can say that? Not too many that
I
know.
Not too many at all.
Yeah.
Also, we give away those shows. We give them away for free. All you have to do is go to archives.freetalklive.com, and you can download as archives back to 2006. It's been only been about a year since we've been doing the Sunday show, but there's at least 6 days a week all the way back to 2006. It's a lot of content.
That is a treat for our listening listeners' ears. So, Mark, you know, this is, of course, a show where you can call about anything, but we do have some stuff that we wanted to discuss tonight. I was really interested when you were telling me before the show started about some hybrid vehicles that the government bought in some municipality that were just lost for 5 years and never used?
From the file, from the only government can be this incompetent file. Apparently, hundreds, this is from autoblog.com, written by Chris Tudor, hundreds of five-year-old municipal vehicles were found in Miami that had never been used. Have you ever bought a brand new car only to forget where you put it? How about 300 of them? And this is, you know, this first sentence really addresses the inefficiencies that are inherent inside of an organization like a government. Because governments don't make money. They steal it.
Yeah,
they demand money from their citizens, and they don't make it, and they don't have the same incentives to be efficient. And only a government could buy 300 hybrid vehicles.
Well, they were concerned enough with being energy efficient, right?
Yeah.
But I guess they were super energy efficient because they never even drove them.
Yeah, they bought them between 2006 and 2007. These weren't all bought at once. They were put in some kind of warehouse storage and lost for like 5 years.
This is unreal. Yeah,
it is. The county discovered this fleet of no-mileage vehicles after reading about them in a Spanish-language newspaper down in Miami. Most of the misplaced motorcade is made up of Toyota Prius hybrids whose warranties either expired with very few miles on the odo or will very soon. Looking to save some face, the county has rushed at least 123 of the hybrids into service. The Toyota warranty covered the hybrid bits for 8 years or 100,000 miles, but we're not sure if that covers cars parked for five of those eight. We're also not sure, because this isn't good for a car. I mean,
cars need to be driven.
Yep.
You know, things need to be lubricated.
That's
right?
Exactly right. They need lubrication.
Yeah.
You know, they need oil on their parts.
Well, it's like if you just sat on your butt for 20 years,
it'd be bad for
wouldn't
you
be very healthy. Yeah.
There's certainly some parallels to that. The county, as you probably guess, is looking into how so many cars were lost. The leading theory is that they might be part of Carlos Alvarez's time as mayor. He was the mayor during the period the Toyotas were purchased, but a 2011 recall election successfully removed him from office. Apparently, the voters felt, among other reasons, that he had been behind multiple acts of misappropriation of funds. Apparently, didn't even know we could misappropriate 300 cars here. We tried to contact Toyota to see what kind of warranty support these cars would get, if any. There's no luck so far. They say they'll update you with their response. You know,
wow.
I mean, it's just
there's so much waste. Yeah,
stunning,
you know, and
amount
think,
of waste.
Think of the people who had to pay for these, who were forced to pay for these cars. You know, their tax money was taken from them. They didn't want to pay it, and maybe they were having trouble making ends meet, and they could have really used that however many dollars.
How many businesses went out of business from 2006 till now?
Yeah,
I guess they purchased them from 2006 and 2007.
Well, I guess the car dealership was doing pretty well, huh?
Apparently, they probably bought them directly from Toyota.
Yeah.
But, you know, would those businesses have stayed in business if they had been able to keep the property taxes for the year 2006 and year 2007? And by the way, renters pay property tax through the overhead inside of their rent.
Yeah.
If a you know, I mean, if none of the landlords had property taxes to pay, then the property then
they could charge a lot less, and they would want to do that because they want to get as many clients as they can.
Well,
or renters,
they don't want to charge less. They want to be in you know, reasonable competition with the other rent landlords out there, who would then have, you know, less overhead, would be able to charge less.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what sets prices, is supply and demand. But, you know, I mean, how many businesses went out of business? How many people sold their home because they wouldn't be able to afford to pay the taxes?
Right.
All because the county needed 300 cars so it could sit there and lose them. Every time a government agency, you're always talking about, the poor people and how the government's poor and all that stuff. Look at the terrible, colossal mismanagement of these kinds of funds.
Yeah, wow. And it really just goes to show sort of the point about corporate welfare, you know, how Toyota has benefited from from this taking of money from people involuntarily. And, you know, the government writes a contract up with Toyota, and then they get a bunch of hybrids that they never use.
And, not a penny was collected in warranty service here. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if the oil changes, nothing was done.
Yeah, right.
I can't imagine any of these things is going to run for very long. It can't be very good for a car to sit for 5 years.
No.
I mean, I don't know everything about hybrids, but I guess they have a combustion engine in them, and I wouldn't want to be buying a car that had sat for 5 years. And so if you're looking in the hybrid marketplace, you might want to keep an eye out. This picture is all white ones, but where did it come from? You're going to want to know, because Carfax isn't going to tell you that this car sat for 5 years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I wonder what's going to happen to these.
Put a bunch of stinking lemons out on the market there.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't... This is...
What were they going to do with the cars? Like, what was it ostensibly for? Were they going to turn them into cop cars or something?
A lot of hybrids. I don't think a hybrid's going to make a very good cop car. But
no, I didn't think so either.
A lot of, like, county workers and that kind of thing. Pretty much everything else that somebody does that doesn't require a pickup truck or a car with the kind of suspension that police cars usually have a good-sized engine in them, but they're really, it's not about the engine with police cars. It's usually about the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Driving over curbs and things like that, they need to be prepared to do.
Pulling people over?
You know, you have to be able to catch up to them, and a hybrid isn't going to be really great for that. It's, you know, these cars are not going to be good cop cars. They might be fine for meter maids or something like that, depending on how they do their parking regulations in Miami-Dade County, if they have any at all. A lot of them use those little Cushman carts that have, you know, pretty much no doors, and the meter person.
Little golf carts, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a golf cart, but they can lean out with a little chalk bag and hit the tires.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that convenient?
Well,
Mark, you know, we do have some calls on the line, actually,
right.
So let's go right to the phones. We've got Mike in Missouri who wants to talk about a point summit from 2010. He's listening on XM. Mike, are you with us?
Hi, you guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was looking at some videos last night, and I was watching a lot of the footage of the G20 summit that took place in 2010.
Okay.
And I'm noticing
the G20. Just to get that clear, Mike, you're talking about the G20 summit.
Yeah, believe it was in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I'm noticing a lot of times. I live in Arizona, and it's like everybody's armed in Arizona, and probably half of the residents of Phoenix have an AR-15. And I'm telling you, when people get together at the state capitol in Arizona, everybody carries their AR-15 across their back, and everybody has their pistol, and the police, you'll see about four or five bike officers, and that's it. And there's no cops when people get together in Arizona and Phoenix. You know, there's no cops in riot gear. It's just in places where everybody's armed, the police act differently. And I'm watching all this footage of protests, the Occupy Wall Street stuff, and these cities where people aren't allowed to have guns, these cops are out of control. Just out of control.
There is a big, big difference, yeah. And the G20 especially, there's all these political leaders there, so-called.
I wonder what would happen if the G20 was in Phoenix, because a lot of
people
would
probably never have it there, right?
I don't know. A lot of people come to the G20 specifically to raise some cane. You know, they're upset.
That's true.
And I don't know how things would go. I mean, would people be laying dead in the street as a result?
It's a good question. Mike, hang on the line with us if you would. Want to talk more about this when we return. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts?
Good day, Jim Newcomer from IDIS Resources, April 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.5590. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.9718, $8.4859 for a half ounce, or $4.2429 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.9718, $8.4859, and $4.2429.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the take away everything you can get. Keep them all because it's a mortal
that they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
hear it at 9 o'clock tonight or whatever, then they're confused.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to figure out the best way. But I do want to let you know that you can not only listen to the show, but if you want to see us do the show live, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And Mark is taking us all to the gun show right
That's
now.
Right. Oh, I got a cramp.
Showing off his ink, too. So if you want to see what we look like, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, we do have some calls on the line. You want to get to them?
I do in just a second. But I want to tell everybody about the Seasteading Institute's...
Sounds really cool. I heard this ad before.
They've got a conference going on. If you're out there anywhere on the West Coast, this is, I think, a must-see. It's certainly worth folks from elsewhere going out and checking it out. But it's in San Francisco from May the 31st to June the 2nd at La Meridian Hotel. So it's the end of next month. You're a month away from this. You know, we're really close to the deadline as far as discounted registration, May the 1st. So this is for people that want to go meet fellow forward thinkers, entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and discover where they might fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. There's going to be, you know, all kinds of ways to make your fortune. And this really is, you know, a burgeoning new area as far as people are going to make a lot of money in the seasteading sector. It's from May the 31st to June the 2nd, as I said, La Meridian Hotel, San Francisco, discounted registration prior to May the 1st. That's 2 days left. Special rates for students and the press. You can get 10% off with coupon code FTL.
What if you're a student and the press?
I don't know if it doubles. By the way,
I'm interested in that.
If you are the press, always mention student and press rates when you get a hotel room.
Yes.
It can be very
media
helpful.
Media rate. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Look for the media rate. You can get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Very cool. All right.
Steading is like going steady.
Is it?
Well, I thought it was
homesteading, but on the sea.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Mark, let's go back to the phones. We've got a lot of calls on the line. Paul in Berkeley, New York is with us, and he'd like to talk. Oh, by the way, Mike, we were talking with Mike in the last segment. He dropped off, but if that was a technical difficulty, he's welcome to call back because we weren't really finished with that conversation.
I felt like yet. He probably felt like he made his point, you know?
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. He's back on the line.
Okay, but, that's fine, too.
All right, let's go to Mike because he's back. So, Mike, welcome back to the show. Are you here with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, you guys.
No problem.
Hey, my whole point in saying that is I'm so frustrated, and this is the thing that I have a fear of, is, you know, if one person stands up and says, I'm not going to take this anymore, and tries to make a stand, they're going to get cut down. But what if 1,000 people get together? You know, it's when 200 people have AR-15s, what can the police do then?
What kind of a stand do you mean, Mike? Because if I saw a bunch of people with AR-15s, I might wonder about violence.
Yeah, I think I might go the other direction.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is, you know, with everything that people talk about and all the things that I hear about, you know, checkpoints and Department of Homeland Security and 30,000 drones flying by the end of next year. And there is a mild martial law in effect in our country right now. What happens when there's NATO troops? What happens when, did you hear about the Russian soldiers that are going to be in Denver?
Every year, there will be a story about foreign troops. Don't worry about it. It's been going on since the mid-90s when I looked at this. You know, there's always some story about that, this, that, or the other. But I'd like to make a point to you on this that I think it's really important. I believe that every person has the right to protect themselves and own tools, and if those tools fire pieces of lead out the end of them, fine and dandy. However, if you think for a second that 1,000 people with AR-15s can stand against the force and the might of the greatest military force the world has ever seen, you are sadly mistaken. They've got bombs that they can fly from a half a world away that will turn you into vaporized dust.
They don't care if there's collateral damage.
The absolute only kind of resistance that will have any kind of effect against these power-hungry despots is the kind that doesn't come from the barrel of a gun. It's people who not don't have the courage to get behind triggers, but have the courage to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not paying your taxes. I'm not going to do it. If you can get 1,000 people to pick up AR-15s and armed revolution against the almighty state, then you should be able to get 10,000 people to stand up and say, I'm not paying taxes.
Yeah, Gandhi did that, right? Mike?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I think that you're probably right about what you just said. And yep. I just feel a lot of frustration.
I gotcha.
I'm out here. I drive 11 hours a day, and I've got a lot of time to sit here and
yep.
think, and I ponder things all day, and sometimes I just feel like giving up. I mean,
I've felt it 100 times, Mike. I have. And if you, all you need to do is watch the military channel for 1 week. Take a look at Future Weapons, the show. Take a look at, Triggers, the show. And you can see that these weapons that they have are just, they're on a world-class scale. And there is no armed revolution in the new world, whatever it is.
Well, and there are lots of ways to nonviolently resist.
Oh, yeah. It's very effective. Nonviolent resistance has become more effective in the last few decades than violent resistance.
Absolutely.
Hey, I hope that this, what I'm going to say, isn't offensive to Ian, but when I listen to the two of you together on Sunday night, just the camaraderie and the flow of things is so much more pleasant and peaceful. It seems lately like Ian is he wants to argue with you, Mark, every night, and I just sometimes I want to turn it off because there's so much conflict on the show, but I love listening on Sunday nights to you two.
Thank you so much, Mike, and we really appreciate your call. Hang in there. It's and look into nonviolent resistance, because I think it may be hopeful to learn about that. Thanks a lot. Camaraderie, Mark?
I'm looking at your chest from across the thing calms me.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, my. Well, we do have a couple more phone calls on the line, but I do have to say, Mark's giggling because he's got me. But I do have to say, I think we make a great team.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, let's go to Paul in Berkeley, New York. He wants to talk about tax waste. He's also listening on XM. Paul, are you with us?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Paul. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I was calling. I had a few things I wanted to discuss. I was also looking to support the other caller, Mike, who was talking about an armed revolution. I don't think an armed revolution would help. I think if we all got together, because if you see clearly, they're wasting our tax dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Our tax dollars are going to waste. It's like every time.
Not just waste, but actively
taxes,
hurting people,
they get
I would say.
And when we actually do pay them, they get thrown in the garbage. So you clearly see it's a waste of time even paying them. So if we did get 10,000 people, that would be a better armed revolution. If we got 10,000 people to stand up and say, you know what, we're down with making these rich people more rich, down with paying these taxes. That would hurt them more than 10,000 AR-15 because we know.
Paul, thanks for the call. We got to move on. Thank you. I support arming myself with knowledge, with the internet and sharing of information.
They won't even fight you man to man. They'll bring in drones.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-FREE. Violence or peace? I like peace. We'll be back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost 1 per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're so glad you joined us this evening. My name is Stephanie.
And my name is Mark.
And I want to let you know, freetalklive.com is our website, and it's got so many cool features, including the Listen subdomain, listen.freetalklive.com, where you can find all the ways you can get Free Talk Live into your ears, including the live streams, radio affiliates, satellite, our webcam, and the Listen lines. And Listen lines are like a thing you can call if you're actually on the road and you can't get Free Talk Live any other way.
Right. There's a they're telephone. I don't even know how to describe it. It's a telephone recording broadcast. It's a telephone broadcast of the show.
Yeah.
So you can listen that way. If all else fails, it's that's listen.freetalklive.com. And you know, that's how we set up the subdomains at Free Talk Live, is something.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so
to make it easier for people to find.
If you take a wrong turn and you end up with a 404, you get a very interesting little bit of me doing a parody on the Raven poem.
I've seen this before. Yes. Yeah, it's almost worth just typing in some gobbledygook so you can just see that.
It's creepy and weird.
Anyway, Mark, you know, the last segment we were talking a little bit about civil resistance, basically. And you had some thoughts on that you wanted
right.
to share.
You said on the way out what do you like, war or peace? And I don't think anybody particularly is into war. I mean, you know, most people will tell you, you're a weapons manufacturer, that peace is the best way for folks to live happy and fruitful lives.
Well, I agree that a lot of people will say that, although I don't necessarily agree that a lot of people are completely peaceful in all their, for instance, their personal interactions. A lot of people who claim to be peaceful will use tactics of psychological coercion, you know, especially on, like, kids or people who are less powerful than them. You know, they'll bully them. That we have a story about that later on, you know, that we'll read on the show. about an autistic boy who's getting bullied. But
indeed, you know, there's no
even
doubt
romantic
about it,
partners. I mean, people use these manipulation, coercion, bullying, threats, fear.
I just want to make a distinction. The distinction is civil resistance as opposed to armed resistance.
Okay.
So civil resistance is not peaceful necessarily, because I mean you're resisting the some level of authority, whether that authority is an employer or you know, whatever. When it comes to an employer, as far as I'm concerned, don't waste your time. Go on and, you know,
yeah, get another
job.
Or make your own job.
Leave those people and their messed up lives to themselves and move along. The same, you know, the same with any relationship that doesn't work for you. However, governments, they're not so good about being broken up with. So
you can't. I would love to be able to divorce myself from the state.
And, I'd like to be able to keep the property that I paid for and, you know, pretend that I actually own it.
I don't want their services either. That's the other difference. You know, a lot of people don't want to pay for it, but they want the stuff. You know, they want the goodies.
Indeed. And, you know, with the money that you save, you can then buy the services that you need from these organizations, you know, whatever they might be. And some people have a difficulty with that and some don't. Whatever. I'm not here to make a value. I'm not intending to make a value statement on that. All I want to say on it is civil resistance, it's extraordinarily effective. It's becoming more and more effective, you know, through media and through the internet. That's how these things are being done. And if you are upset, fed up to hear, you know, I'm putting my hand above my head, up to hear with, you know, the depredations of the state. There's a few things you can do. The Free State Project is one of them. FreeStateProject.org. We have 1,000 people have moved to New Hampshire in order to get together for the ideas of liberty. And I know, it's a big deal to give up where you are and your family and all those things. But if it's taking a psychological toll on you, you know, maybe this is right for you.
Yeah,
maybe it's not
worth it.
And trying it out, you'd see or whatever. But check it out, freestateproject.org. There's always the Porcupine Freedom Festival to just get a feel for the Free State Project and what it might be like. And that's going on in late June. Is that right?
June 18th to the 24th. Although you and I will be there June 17th, right, Mark?
That's right.
Because we're going to do the show from there.
And you can go check that out at PURCFEST.com. That's porkfest.com.
Also, happyporcupine.info, I believe, has a little bit more complete listing of the site, and the schedule is there and the registration and stuff. So
happyporcupine.info.
Exactly.
Well, you can't beat that.
Yeah. All right, Mark, let's go back to the calls. Sterling has been waiting on the line in Austin, Texas, and I believe he wants to talk about, or she, I don't know, wants to talk about freedom of speech. And Sterling, are you with us?
Yes.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
This is kind of past, but it happens every year. And so I'm not sure if you're aware of the National Day of Silence.
National Day of Silence. I've heard of it, but I don't really, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Give us the executive summary, please.
So the National Day of Silence is like the day of awareness among lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, and I guess you could say queer, but I consider gay being queer. I see that it's the same thing, but you could say LGBTQ.
Okay.
As far as, you know, a proper acronym. And so, this past.
Before you go on, you know, like when I was in school, queer might have been an epithet, but I think a lot of people have picked it up as you know, some kind of banner that they use for themselves.
What I think of as queer, and I would actually describe myself as queer, and I just think queer means sort of maybe something that doesn't conform to completely straight and completely gender, you know.
Maybe strange.
Right. Well, I don't know if it's strange. I mean, because a lot of people could fit that definition.
Queer doesn't necessarily have anything to do with gender, if you're using the term. I mean, you know, queer can be anything.
Well, it could be gender queer. Like a lot of people who identify as kind of androgynous maybe describe themselves as queer. A lot of bisexuals describe themselves as queer.
So is queer an insult to anybody?
It depends on what the context of the person saying it is. Because I've heard people, like, there was that scene in Borat. What was the movie with Sacha Baron Cohen and Ron Paul where he hits on Ron Paul?
Yeah.
And then Ron Paul runs out of the room screaming, he's queer as blazes, right?
Right.
I think that was probably a derogatory way to use the word
Ron
queer.
Ron Paul's like 70s or, you know, like 60 years at the time or something like that, so one might have used the term at that time.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, if you were put on the spot like that. I mean, that was a really dirty trick. He could have said a lot of worse things.
Well, sure, yeah.
I think it speaks well of him, his reaction.
Well, usually when I hear an older person use the word queer, I don't assume that they are queer friendly. I mean, maybe some of them are.
I wouldn't assume that.
Anyway,
go on,
Sterling. Sorry to interrupt you.
Could I just, I guess, cut in from the topic or whatever for a minute? I love you both. I mean, you guys are just LMFAO amazing. In that,
well, thank you.
If y'all were next door neighbors, no offense, but you'd never get rid of me. I mean, y'all are just, oh my gosh, y'all are so amazing. I wish I could meet you in person. Wow.
Well, go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll be there.
Yep, that's where everybody who wants to meet us can go.
Please.
So anyways, this past day, now I'm a college student, but I was really involved with my high school and the Gay Straight Alliance, I guess, high school club. And so LGBTQ, or what the Day of Silence meant for me, is that while I'm still kind of discovering myself and whatnot, I'm starting to see myself as a transsexual lesbian. In that,
transsexual lesbian. Okay.
So you're a lesbian trapped in a man's body. Is that what you're saying?
Basically.
Okay.
I hear
straight men make that joke. By the way, you know,
yeah.
there's probably a coffee cup
out there that says that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not exactly trying to make a joke, but like, well,
okay.
If you were to see me in person, you'd see that I look like a guy. Uh-huh. But I feel like I act, talk.
You act what?
I feel, think, act, and I feel I am a woman most of my guy. And so in that...
Okay. Like, and you're also like attracted to women?
Right. I mean, I feel like
cool.
I'm a transsexual lesbian in that I like women, but not like every other guy would.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't exactly care for sex and anything like that, but more so just the friendly interaction with women.
Well, I think lesbians care about sex. I mean, would you agree with that?
Well, not exactly, or, I mean, from what I observe, not necessarily.
You think they're less likely to, like, objectify a woman and treat her as though she's only good for sex?
Well, not exactly that, but, like, I'm like, so I favor silence over my voice, but of course, in that of a phone call, I don't mind talking.
All right, Sterling, I'm kind of curious. I'd like to hear a little bit more. If you don't mind, hang with us, please. I want to hear more about the National Day of Silence and how this all ties together. Transgender issues, it's Queer Talk Live. No, it's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Stay tuned.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're so glad to have you with us this evening. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Mike.
And you can call us at 855-453. We've covered a lot of ground tonight, Mark. We've been talking about not only the government, you know, losing these hybrid vehicles that they taxed everybody for, but also some civil resistance and even queer issues, or LGBT.
Hybrids and hybrids.
Are you saying that, transgendered people are hybrids?
Well, isn't hybrid to some extent what we're talking about here?
I don't know.
Transgendered?
I don't know if it's a hybrid.
Let's move on.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to Sterling. Sterling's been waiting on the line. Sterling, you were talking about the International Day of Silence or National Day of Silence. Which one was that?
So that was the National Day of Silence. You can Google it.
Okay.
National Day of Silence. I guess date. It changes year by year, but it seems to always be on like a Friday of. I think it's. I'm not exactly sure if it's like a certain week, but Friday in April, which I think is kind of cool because
it's. I'm reading from the website right now. Day of Silence.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't want to Google it.
April 20th, 2012, and so this happened recently. It's already right. Passed at this point.
What's it right. About?
Yeah, it says. I guess it's remembrance, right, of LGBTQ suicides, right, or something like that.
Right. So the National Day of Silence is in honor of those that were shunned or hated, and that felt a heavy, what would you call it?
Social pressure?
Heavy wall or weight of isolation to where they feel obligated to take their own lives.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big problem. I mean, LGBTQ suicides are way higher than straight teenagers.
I like the It Gets Better campaign.
Dan Savage's thing.
I don't know who has it.
It was started by Dan Savage.
I've seen it, and I don't know who Dan Savage is. I don't have any ideas. You know,
he's the guy who started the Santorum thing.
Good.
I like Dan Savage, actually.
But this campaign is, you know, they take Hollywood folks and, you know, famous gay people, and I think
and famous straight people.
Yeah, people. Yeah. I don't know how they really have any gravitas in talking about
It
Gets
Better.
Well,
Obama made a It Gets Better video,
it's fine.
Apparently.
But, I mean, you know, it does. Admittedly, everything gets better after high school. because you take this high school is this awful place where they take everybody who believes all kinds of different things, they jam them into one place, and they say, you will come here or you will be punished.
And not only you will come here, but you must call the teacher Ms. or Mr., and you must raise your hand before you speak, and you must ask permission to use the bathroom, and that really weighs on someone psychologically, I think.
The politeness thing certainly doesn't bother me. From a religious standpoint,
it's not a request. It's really a demand.
Agreed.
It's not really politeness.
It's a demand for authority, certainly. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, if from a private school, parents could require their kids to do that, and I think that in some cases that, you know, kids can be very... It's charming when children are polite. But, parents... Go ahead, right ahead. What's that?
Sorry. I was just going to say, I'd have to disagree about what y'all are saying about if life gets better after high school or it gets better or whatnot. I just got out, class of 11,
mm-hmm.
May 11th, or May of 2011, and surprisingly, it doesn't exactly get better, but it's easier, I guess. It's easier to withstand or deal with in that, like, so now I'm a second semester college student at Austin Community College, and I still feel like I'm in the same environment or same walls of my high school in that I'm terrified to be myself because
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Afraid of rejection or whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, have you reached out to other kind of transgendered community online or other queer people, try to connect with them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you find that helps?
It definitely helps, but it doesn't exactly lift the weight. My mom was telling me that if, I guess because I'm a guy or whatnot, boy, whatever, my mom tells me that if I were to ever bring home a guy or whatever, basically claim that I'm gay, which I'm not because I'm terrified of men, that she'd kick me out of the house. And it's like, okay,
oh,
well, that's funny.
Wow.
That's funny. What do you think about transsexual? You know, what do you think about me being, let's say, a transsexual lesbian? You know,
yeah.
It's like, if I were to bring home a girl but not exactly have sex with her or anything like that, you know, would you be against the same thing? Because, like,
yeah,
if I were to...
A lot of people have real prejudices and real,
pressures
real roadblocks.
Are tough,
but one of the parts
of the It Gets Better campaign is it's not just about high school. It gets better as you become an adult. Once you have your own place, then you don't have to deal with the pressures of parents. And, you know, if they want you to come by, they have to treat you in certain ways. Or, you know, then again, if you need to borrow money, you have to treat them in certain ways. And there's it changes the entire dynamic of the situation when you have your own little homestead as far as dealing with parents.
Here's my suggestion. I mean, I wonder if talking to your mom and sort of asking her, you know, do you want me to be happy? Do you want me to be myself? And see what she says to those questions. And, you know,
okay. This
is who I am, right? And I can't change
right.
that. I was born this way. And this is how I'm going to be. And so if I'm going to be happy, I would like you to accept me for who I am.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing that I've found is, like, just the wall I said before, I like sitting in silence and whatnot, or being silent more so than being the talkative one. I'm more of an introvert than an outcast, or...
extrovert.
Mm-hmm. Extrovert or outgoing person. And so those times when I just sit back and listen, I find, you know, I discover facts that the average person wouldn't
miss out on.
Right.
Yeah. Sterling, thank you for the call. I want to wish you really good luck, and I hope that you can find some more community online and stuff. You know, I can really relate, actually, before I let Sterling go. I mean, I can relate to the idea that, you know, you grow up and you're not completely straight and maybe not completely gender conforming, and you're like, wow, there must be something wrong with me. Because that's the message. That's the signal that you get.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Sterling, and good luck.
I can't really relate. You know, this for me is something that's, you know, it's really difficult to deal with and that kind of thing. I like things to fit in nice little boxes. I like the male-female boxes, and those are convenient for me. But I have friends people that I care about and that I, you know, in some cases really care about that have these kind of issues. So what am I going to do?
Well, they're not issues, though.
Throw them away?
They're only issues because society says
they're an issue for me. So, so what am I going to do? Throw this person away because they don't fit into one of my boxes? I'm not willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to sort of change the way I think about these things. I'm a relatively socially conservative dude, and it doesn't fit for me. But at the same time, these are people. They've got whatever their issue is. It may not be that way for me. It doesn't enter into my reality. But if they claim that that's their issue, what am I to say about that? It's not my business. It's their business, not my business. So I'm just going to treat them like a human being.
I think it's your business, because if they're your friend and you care about them and you want to support them and you want to help them become more accepted in society, like you want to help it become normal to be who they are, no matter if that's fitting into the gender boxes or fitting somewhere in outside.
All I can do is allow normalization around me. I mean, you know, I'm not.
You can help, though. You're a radio host. I mean, you can talk about these issues. You can normalize them. You can say, I accept my friends, regardless of whether they conform to male-female stereotypical characteristics, right?
I guess I accept. I mean,
or if they're gay.
I mean, you have questions, but yeah.
Derek is gay. You care about him,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I'm bisexual. You care about me, right?
If it wasn't for
gay.
Derek, who would cut my hair?
But you care more about them than the haircutting,
indeed.
I assume.
These are important people to me. So, you know, what am I going to say? Oh, you don't fit in my box. Whatever.
You know, I think that the way that stereotypes most commonly break down in people's minds is when they know someone, you know, who
is, I think that's what it takes.
Who is whatever thing that they were told is bad, you know, like whatever different racial groups that they might have grown up with stereotypes about, or LGBTQ people, you know, anything like that.
Yep.
If they know somebody, those stereotypes can be way more easily smashed. So that's why I think coming out is so important, because that's the only way we're ever going to be accepted, you know, if people know whatever, somebody who breaks their stereotypes.
So often these issues are, you know, they're there from childhood. You know, you watch television, you find out about these, you know, these families where they're dealing with some little boy who, you know, wants to play with Barbies and wear tutus. What do you do? You know, I mean, what do?
You're going to say, Barbie doll.
You're going to try to twist his little brain and make him put on a baseball cap and chase after balls or whatever? It's not going to work.
Well, did you hear about this thing, Mark? Well, maybe we can get into this coming up here on Free Talk Live in Hour 2. In Sweden recently, there's been a policy that's come from the government where they're replacing he and she in Swedish with a gender-neutral pronoun, and they're kind of gearing the kids not to play with gendered toys like trucks and Barbies and stuff.
I wonder how well that'll work.
Well, we'll find out coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on gender, LGBT issues, anything else that's on your mind?
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.